post-match interview.
Do you feel that your play has dropped off slightly in certain areas? What did you put it down to?
Thanks, Shane. Yeah, I thought they were just better all day playing to the conditions. We weren't great at that. I thought they took their chances late in the last quarter. They kept the ball in their front half for a long period of time and we capitalised on it with a couple of fantastic goals. So it's a day where there wasn't many goals kicked. So, you know, six goals, the five goals, really, you know, you need a bit of luck and you need a few things to go your way. You know, we spent the ball spent about 20 minutes in our forward 25 in the third quarter and we just couldn't quite, you know, nail the goals we needed to. So, yeah, they got hold of us in the last quarter in lots of areas, I thought. But ultimately, they just played the conditions a little bit better.
Sorry, go on, Birchie.
I was just going to say, and in doing that, did you feel that on occasions perhaps that little sort of short chip kick that, you know, skewed off the side instead of a longer kick down the line and just to get it forward and gain territory would have been the preferred option? And how do you get that message out to your players when you feel that that sort of thing's happening? Because obviously you need to get it across to all of them, across all the lines, if that's a sort of theme out there.
Yeah, no, I think they all knew that's what we wanted to do. There was a few of them that probably were trying to do it but just couldn't quite execute it. So obviously it was a pretty wet, heavy ball late in the game. And yeah, there was a few kicks right in front of the K-Rock box and also our coach's box. It just didn't quite cover the journey that we'd like, dropped a bit short. They managed to grab him and surge him back inside the forward line. So, yeah, some of their players just had a bit more penetration with their kicks and they went a little bit deeper than ours. You know, I'm not sure what the inside 50 count's going to be after the game, but I'd imagine it's reasonably even. Both teams had their quarters where the ball went quite deep into the forward line. And as it turned out, Colac were just better and managed to kick those last couple of goals that obviously gave them the lead.
Macca, I know it's probably too early to be looking forward, but you're not well aware of the situation now. All things being equal, you play Lara, Leopold play St Albans. You might be playing each other in the final round for third spot.
Yeah, well, if that was the case, it'd be exactly the same as last year. We were playing Colac at Colac last round of the season last year, and it really came down to percentage at the end of it. So, as we know, it's been pretty tight competition all year, probably six, seven teams around the mark. You know, on any given day, last week was a great example. First played second. That game could have went either way and no different today. Second played third and this game could have went either way. In this case, it went Colac's way. Last week it went against them. So it can happen in the big games, you know. Colac have been a good side for a long time. So St Mary's, you know, we're up there and we're trying to beat those two teams along with clubs like Leopold's and Joseph's and also South Barwon. So, yeah, we've just got to bounce back. You know, we've had some losses along the journey so far this season. We've managed to bounce back after each loss. We need to make sure we have a strong game next week and then following up with Leopold. So all is not lost. That was the message to the group after the game. You know, we still played some really good football. It was a hard and tough contest. At the end of the day, our bottom six were probably not as good as Colac's bottom six, and that's probably where we lost the game.
Speaking with Newtown and Chilwell coach Damien McMahon, thanks to the Drain Man. Block drains cleared fast. Here's Matty Kershaw.
Macca, commiserations and thanks for talking to us. But pre-game, when you talk to your playing group about how you want to win the game of footy, and when you have your interview on K-Rock, how you want to win the game of footy, then all of a sudden that prep goes right out the window and none of that really matters. How difficult is that you can't talk to the players till quarter time to make sure that, you know, you're adjusted to different conditions?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, Kersh. You know, we played a style of football last week that was based on playing in some pretty good conditions. We thought that was going to be the case today, other than maybe a light shower. I do a weather report before every game in my pre-game, and I said that it would be raining at 2 o'clock and smack on 2 o'clock it started drizzling. We sort of thought it was going to be a shower that might have lasted for, you know, 15, 20 minutes. Didn't expect it to rain for as long as it did.
Yep.
It's quite surreal that last time we played Colac, the same thing happened. We played down there. It was meant to be a shower. Come in halfway through the first quarter and end up, you know, bucketing down for the rest of the day. So it certainly changes things. To their credit, I thought they adapted quicker than we did, and hence why they got out to a lead, I thought. We adjusted that after quarter time and played some really good footy in the third quarter. In the second quarter to bring back the ledger to pretty much an even game, you know, point the difference at half time. So, yeah, I'd like to think we've played enough wet weather games, Kirsch, to be able to adjust that without worrying about what the coach tells them at the break. We got a lot of experience out there. But, yeah, they just done it better than we did.
Macca, really appreciate your time as always. We're going to see a bit of you over the next month. We'll see you in a fortnight out at Leopold in what we think will be a qualifying final qualifier, so to speak. And then we'll see you on the first weekend of September as well for a big final series in the GFNL. Appreciate your time as always. Thanks for your hospitality at Elderslie Reserve. And I look forward to the next 6 weeks with real enthusiasm.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good rest of the weekend, guys. I look forward to chatting to you in the future.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Macca. Damien McMahon joining us here. The post-match interview.